Okay, today's daf is Yumad Daf Hey. Today's shir is sponsored, I believe, anonymously. L'Refuah Shleima Yehoshua HaKohen Ben Shifra Breina. So he should have, is it anonymous? What was it? Okay. So again, L'Refuah Shleima for Yehoshua HaKohen Ben Shifra Breina. He should have a L'Refuah Shleima, and we thank the sponsor for sponsoring. So today we're going to discuss, we left off in the bottom of the Daf Dalet and Beis, and we're going to discuss whether Kol HaKasav B'Miluim is Ma'akev Ben, is everything that it says by the Miluim, all the requirements of how they did the Miluim, is all of it Ma'akev, or do we say no, only those things that are Ma'akev, the Avodah, L'Doros, only those elements of the Avodah that are always going to be Ma'akev, were Ma'akev by the Miluim, but the elements of the Avodah that are not Ma'akev L'Doros are not going to be Ma'akev the Milum. And the Gemara is going to, the pretty much the entire Ramad Aleph is going to be spent on finding nafkaminas in that machlokas, whether everything by the Milum is ma'akev or only things that are not ma'akev l'doros. What are the examples of things that are not ma'akev l'doros that would therefore be a nafkamina in this machlokas? The Gemara is going to have four suggestions and is going to find a source for each one of those suggestions to show us that they're not ma'akev l'doros, how we know that all of the four things that we're going to mention are in fact not ma'akev l'doros. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to give us the basis for the opinion that Kol Ma'akev Behen is Ma'akev L'Doros, that anything that's Kol HaKasav Ben Ma'akev, rather, that anything that it says by Miluim is Ma'akev. Where do we see that in the Psukim? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to parenthetically mention that there are three times where Moshe Rabbeinu not only instructs Aaron what to do, but he keeps on saying, like I was commanded by God. Now that seems like an extra phrase. What do you have to say, like I was commanded by God? Everything Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to do, he was commanded by God. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu coming to teach us with every time he says the words kasher tzuvesi, like I was commanded? And then the Gemara is going to have a limud that the michnasayim of the Kohen and the asiras ha'efa and the kriyas ha'parsha all had to be done by the miluim. Where do we see that those elements were required by the miluim? They're not exactly explicit in the pasuk. And then at the end of the daf, the last discussion in the daf is ketzad hilbishan. How exactly Moshe Rabbeinu dressed up Aaron Ubanov, what the Seder Levisha was in dressing them up in the Big Day Kahuna, and the Gemara is going to discuss the Mayan Afkamina, what the Seder Avodah was in dressing them up in the Big Day Kahuna. So again, we left off on Daf Dalid Amud Beis. We are toward the bottom of the page, about six lines from the end of the page. So says the Gemara, Mechlal Travayu Svirilu Milum Kolakos Ben Ma'akeven. Now when a sentence starts with the word Mechlal, it implies that we're going back on something that we have just mentioned. But over here, Mechlal actually goes back about a daf. So Rashi points out, Mechlal de Travayu, Mahadr le'el, Mida Amr le'Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Ima Miluim, Kolokosaben v'chulei, Vodile Mechlal de Travayu. So the Mechlal is going back on the conversation that we had between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said that we learn the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days from the Miluim. Rish Lakish said, no, we don't. We don't learn it from the Miluim. We learn it from Har Sinai. So one of the points that Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan is that if you're going to learn it from the Miluim, that the preacher of the Kohen Gadol from the Miluim, well then the preacher of the Kohen Gadol should be Ma'akev. The Avodah shouldn't be Kosher if you're not Mafresh Kohen Gadol. And we know that that's not true because the backup Kohen Gadol, they were not Mafresh. And obviously sometimes he would need to be called into duty and he would have to work as he would have to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippur. So clearly you see that it's not Ma'akev. Now from the fact that Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan that if you're going to learn it from the Miluim, then it's got to be Ma'akev just like the Miluim, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't really respond to that, so we see that Rabbi Yochanan is Moda, that anything it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev. To the Yisod of Reish Lakish, that whatever it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev, Rabbi Yochanan actually agrees to that point. So again, back in the Gemara, Mechlal de Travayu Svir Lehu, the implication is that both of them, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold Miluim Kol HaKasav Ben Ma'akev Ben, that whatever it says by the Miluim is in fact Ma'akev. Di'itmar, Miluim Rab Yochan Rab Chanina, Chadam Kol HaKasav Ben Ma'akev Ben, Chadam Dover Ma'akev Doros, Ma'akev Ben, Shein Ma'akev Doros, Ein Ma'akev Ben. There's a machlokas between Rab Yochan and Rab Chanina, and it doesn't say explicitly who says what, but one of them says that anything it says by the miluim is ma'akev, and the other one says, no, only those elements, those parts of avoda that are ma'akev l'doros, that are ma'akev for the avoda for all future generations, were ma'akev by the miluim. But things that are not ma'akev l'doros were not ma'akev by the miluim. So the Gemara says, oh, so we know who holds what, even though it wasn't initially taught which shita was Rabbi Yochanan, which one was Rabbi Chanina. Now that we know that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that anything it says by the miluim is ma'akev, so testayim is Rabbi Yochanan u'damar kol hakasuv ben ma'akev behen. Rabbi Yochanan must have been the one that says that whatever it says by the parsha of the miluim is ma'akev. Midukam le Rabbi Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yochanan ima miluim kol hakasuv ben ma'akev ben v'lo kamahadalei v'lo midi. So testayim from the fact that Reish Lakish asks on Rabbi Yochanan that if you're going to use the miluim as your source for the preacher's kohen gadol shiva, well then that should be ma'akev because everything by the miluim was ma'akev. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't respond that it's not true. So apparently Rabbi Yochanan accepts that premise. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan in the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that that everything it says by the miluim is ma'akev. So Asemis raises the obvious question l'mayn afkamina, meaning what are they arguing about? They're arguing about, well, the Gemara is going to say my benayu, but that's a different question. The Gemara's my benayu is what particular avodos are they arguing about? So Asemis asks, no, forget about what particular avodos are arguing about. We're arguing about what was ma'akev the miluim. The miluim happened a very, very long time ago. So whatever was ma'akev was ma'akev. Whatever was ma'akev wasn't ma'akev. In what way is that going to help us figure out any halachas that we're ever going to need to know? Meaning, in other words, ma'ida hava hava. The Gemara is in fact going to use the phrase ma'ida hava hava in today's daf. It's going to raise it with regard to how they dressed, how Moshe Rabbeinu dressed Aaron Ubanov in the big day kuna. Ma'ida hava hava, who cares? It happened a long time ago. I'm sure Moshe Rabbeinu was smart enough to figure it out. He knew what to do. So it's taken care of already. So the whole, but you could ask that in the entire sugya, ma'ida hava hava. So the Sfasema suggests that according to the opinion that we learned Prishas Kohen Gadol from the Miluim, the idea that according to Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, that we learned that we're mafresh the Kohen Gadol for 7 days from the Miluim, so it could be that also by Yom Kippurim, all these things are going to be ma'akev, meaning whatever is ma'akev by the Miluim will be ma'akev by Yom Kippurim as well. So that's the Nafka Mina Ladina, because that is Ladoros, the din of being parish Kohen Gadol for 7 days. However, many Rishonim hold that even Rabbi Yochanan's Moda, that Prisha is not ma'akev, that even Rabbi Yochanan, who learns Prisha from the Miluim, would still say that Prisha is not ma'akev. So if that's the case, then we're going to need another answer. So l'may nafkamina. So Rav Eliyashiv in his Ha'aros of Masachas Yuma, Rav Eliyashiv says that it's based on, that maybe we can answer based on the Ramban in the third Shorish of Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there's a nafkamina l'doros, because each time the Ramban holds, each time that they're mechanech the Mizbeach, there's a din to do the Miluim. So that's a significant nafka mina l'doros. All the things that it says by the Parshas Miluim, do we need to do that every time we do a Miluim? Every time we consecrate a new Mizbeach, there is a Miluim, according to the Ramban. The Rambam disagrees, but at least according to the Ramban, that would be a nafka mina l'doros. It doesn't have to be something that's nafka mina for each and every generation, even every time that we're going to have to be mechanech the Mizbeach. We're going to have to do a Miluim. So they had to do it in the days of Shlomo Melech and Ezra, and La'asalava, we're going to have to do it again. So all of these things are enough. So everything we're going to discuss by the Miluim is enough Gemina L'doros. The Gemara, however, raises the question back in the Gemara, last words on the Amud, my benayhu. What exactly are the particular items that they're arguing about? Meaning, what issues would Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say are ma'akev, and Rabbi Chanina would say is not ma'akev because it's not ma'akev l'doros? Which elements of the Miluim are we talking about? So the Gemara is going to have four answers to that question, four suggestions. So the Tosus raises a whole bunch of others that the Gemara doesn't bring up. A few other ideas that should have been subject to this machlokas that for whatever reason the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara only brings up four issues. Tosus says, why don't we say, for instance, Tosus on the top of Hamad Alf says, why don't we say the nafkamina is about the shvichas shiyari hadam liyasod? pouring the leftover blood on the Yisod of the Mizbeach, that it says it by the Seder Avod of the Miluim, but Ledoros, that's not Ma'akev. Tosfos also raises the issue, why don't we say Nafkamina for Haktaras Emurim, that it's not Ma'akev Ledoros. So according to the opinion that only things that are Ma'akev Ledoros are Ma'akev by the Miluim, so then the Haktaras Emurim would not be Ma'akev by the Miluim either. But according to the Shita, that Kol HaKasav Behem Ma'akev Behem, so the Haktaras Emurim is Kasav Behem. It does say it by the Miluim, so it should be Ma'akev. So Tos suggests that everyone would agree that these things are not ma'akev. That even on the first one he says even if you hold kol hakasav ben ma'akev ben, your moda the shvicha shrayim is not ma'akev even during the shivas yimei miluim because even the zrikas hadam is not ma'akev more than one matana achas gabei mizbech. They needed to do four matanos of the dam al gabei mizbech. So if even the last three matnos dam are not ma'akev, then for sure the spilling out of the extra dam is not going to be ma'akev. That's a lesser avoda, so everyone would agree it's not ma'akev. And the second one says, "Lukuli alma, it's not ma'akev. The Akhtaras Emurim is not ma'akev because we dash by the pasuk that says by the chazal and shok of miluim vayila arunu levanav that even if they were not maktir the emurim, arun ubanav are zocha to the chazal of shok. So we have a beferish drasha that it's not ma'akev. Tosi Shanim gives a different answer for both kashas at one time. He says when we talk about this machlokas about what is ma'akev by the miluim, what's not. It's only things that are nogel la arun ul banav that we have this machlokas whether they're ma'akev or not. But avodas of the yimei miluim that were not done al yedei Aaron that Moshe Rabbeinu did for all 7 days, that there's no machlokas. That's the same din that they would have throughout ledoros. That there's no machlokas whether it's ma'akev by the miluim or not. The gvuras ari, the shagas ari in the sefer gvuras ari raise another possible nafkamina that the gemara doesn't bring up, and this one l'chora is one that we could have thought of, whether the having the Urim V'Tumim in the Choshen is Ma'akev. By the Shivas Yimei Miluim, it says that they placed the in the Choshen the Urim V'Tumim, and we know it's not Ma'akev L'Doros. How do we know it's not Ma'akev L'Doros? Because they didn't have it in Bayesheni. So it couldn't have been Ma'akev L'Doros. So you see, that's a good example of something that's not Ma'akev L'Doros. And nevertheless, it says it by the Miluim, so it would be a big nafkamina. Was it ma'akev by the Miluim? Do you say everything that it says by the Miluim was ma'akev, or only those things that are ma'akev l'doros is ma'akev by the Miluim? So the Gvoros Ari says, this is a raya to shita satosos. There is a shita of the Balei Atosos that here in Masechus Yuma, that even in the Bayesheni, there's Urim V'Tumim. Because if there wasn't Urim V'Tumim in Bayesheni, then it would be Mechusar Begadim. That Urim V'Tumim was part of the Big Day Kuhuna. It's part of Big Day Kuhuna Gadol. Without Urim V'Tumim, there's Mechus B'Gadim. How could we say there was Urim V'Tumim in Bayesheni? We know that there wasn't. No, they didn't work in Bayesheni in terms of the Ruach HaKodesh to be able to be Shoel B'Urim V'Tumim. That element, but that's not in Big Day Kuhuna. That's just a cool thing that they were able to be Shoel B'Urim V'Tumim. But the fact that it's Big Day Kuhuna, it has to be there to be Big Day Kuhuna. So that's the Sheet of the Balei Atosos. So it says to the Shagasari, this seems to be a pretty good Raya. The fact that the Gemara doesn't quote this as a Nafkamina seems to be a pretty good raya to the Balei Atosos that there was in fact an Urim V'Tumim during the period during the Tkufa of Bayesheni. We'll see that discussion in a couple of weeks on Daf Chaf Aleph. So anyway, so four nafkaminas Gemara is going to suggest. Number one on the top of Hayamid Aleph. Here we are, today's Daf. Amar Rav Yosef, Smicha Ika Binayim. Nafkamina is going to be Smicha. Did the Smicha that they did during the Miluim was that Ma'akev or not? L'man Yom Kol Kos Ben Ma'akev Ben Smicha Ma'akev. If you say anything that it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev the Miluim, so Smicha is ma'akev. L'man d'amar davar shein ma'akev l'doros shein ma'akev ben smicha lo ma'akev. But if you say that anything that's not ma'akev l'doros is not going to be ma'akev by the miluim, so smicha is not ma'akev because smicha is never ma'akev in avoda l'doros. So it says, how do we know that? L'doros minalan v'lo ma'akev. How do you know that smicha is not ma'akev in avoda l'doros? So the Tanya, because the Brisa says as follows, v'samach v'nirtza. It says you do smicha and then it affects ritzoi, it affects kapara. What? V'chi smicha ma'kapara? Smicha is what achieves kapara. V'aloin kapara l'bedam. No, we know which part of the carbon achieves kapara. It's the dam of a carbon that achieves kapara. Shenamar ki adam hu b'nefesh yichaper. Pasuk says beferish that it's the dam that's mechaper. So matam alomar v'samach v'nirtza. What's the pasuk telling me when it says that smicha in some way affects kapara? We know that smicha is not what achieves kapara. So what it must be telling me is shemasa l'smicha shiyari mitzvah malo. Of a cause of kilu lo kiper v'kiper. That if you treat smicha like shiare mitzvah, like it's the leftovers of a mitzvah, like it's not a critical part of the mitzvah, so the Torah considers it as if you didn't get a kapara, even though obviously you did get a kapara because you did all the avodas adam. Meaning what we mean to say is that it's really bad to ignore smicha, even though smicha is not ma'akev and smicha is not going to affect the kapara. Your kapara is not complete without smicha. Without dam, kapara doesn't exist. Without smicha, the kapara is not complete. But we see it's not complete, but it's also not ma'akev. So that's how we learn that smicha is not ma'akev. Ironically, from the fact that it calls smicha a mechaper, we learn that smicha is not ma'akev, because we know that the Torah couldn't have literally meant that smicha is a mechaper, so we see that smicha is not ma'akev. Second possible nafkamina, Rav Nachum Reitzik Amar, tenufa ikabinahu. The nafkamina is whether tenufa, the waving of the different parts of the korban by the miluim, was ma'akev or not. So the if you say that anything that it says by the miluim is ma'akev, so then tenufa is also going to be ma'akev because it says it by the miluim. But if you're going to say that anything that was not ma'akev, the avodah ledoros, is not going to be ma'akev during the miluim, well, ledoros tenufa is not ma'akev, so by the miluim tenufa must have not been ma'akev. So frankly, gemara ledoros minalim de la ma'akva, by each of the nafkamina. Is we're going to keep on asking this. Who told us that tenufa is not ma'akev l'doros, that tenufa is not critical for the avoda for all generations? D'tanya, we have a braisa. Braisa says, the darshan's a pasuk says, l'tenufa l'chaper. It refers to tenufa as a mechaper. What? V'chi tenufa mechaperas? Is tenufa ever mechaper? V'alo ein kapara l'badam. Same question we asked by smicha. The kapara doesn't happen with smicha. It doesn't happen with tenufa. We know what achieves kapara. What achieves kapara is dam. Shenemer ki adam hu banefesh yechaper. So matam alomer l'tenufa l'chaper. Why does the pasuk call tenufa a mechaper? If we know, if we're certain that that's not true, that tenufa is not a mechaper, only the dam is mechaper, so it must be teaching us shemasal the tenufa shiari mitzvah malal avakasav ki lo kiper v'kiper, that if one were to treat tenufa like shiari mitzvah, like it's just a remnant of a mitzvah but it's not really that important, and one is to ignore tenufa, his kapara is not going to be complete. So when we say that l'tenufa l'chaper, that tenufa is mechaper, what we mean to say is that certainly it doesn't affect the kapara entirely, but that if one doesn't do tenufa, their kapara is not an absolute kapara, it's not a complete kapara. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama writes in Siman Tafresh Nunches Sif Tes, that a person should always be on the Yom Tov Sukkos, a person should always do whatever he can to buy himself Dalad Minim in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Ketikna. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Membei says that even though the Kehila may own an Esrog, may own Dalad Minim, still a person should go out of his way to try to get his own, because a lot of times people don't know how to do the kinyan on day one, and on day one the esrog has to be yours, so people aren't going to know how to be makneh to each other, they're not going to know how to do the kinyan, and plus, you're supposed to do nanuim during halel, but if there's only one set of dalet minim in the whole tzibur, who's going to get to do the nanuim? So it's a good idea, everyone should buy their own. There, the poskim raised the question, though, we know that there is a halacha in Taf Reish Nun Vav, that whenever it comes to a mitzvah sasei, a person has to be mevazvez up until the chomesh nechasav, up until 20% of his money he has to spend to fill mitzvah sasei, but more than 20% of his money it's usher to spend for a mitzvah sasei. What about buying dalad minim when the tzibur already has one? So you'll be able to do the mitzvah, you just won't have your own dalad minim. Do you have to be mevazvez up until the chomesh? How much money does a person have to spend? So Rav Zilberstein discusses this question in the context of our Gemara. What in the world does this have to do with our Gemara? So the Gemara over here says the tenufa lechaper, that tenufa is not mechaper, but it is, it's even though the Torah calls it a mechaper, it's not a complete kapar. The dam is really mechaper, but the kapar is not complete without the tenufa. That idea comes up in Masechah Sukkah on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara Masechah Sukkah tells tells us the value of shiyare mitzvah, of what seems like not critical parts of the mitzvah, shiyare mitzvah, you know, details in a mitzvah. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah says, Zoso meres, shiyare mitzvah ma'akvin es ha'pranos. What role does shiyare mitzvah play? That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring, or is thinking about bringing pranos on Klal Yisrael, bringing various types of suffering, the fact that we're makvin about shiyare mitzvah, about the details that aren't really makvin the mitzvah, the small things, that's what holds back the pranos. Tnufa, the Gemara says, is shiyare mitzvah, and it's otzeres ruchos v'talalim ra'im, all sorts of awful weather conditions that, as we've unfortunately seen, can wreak havoc on people's lives. So the shiyare mitzvah, the hakpada about doing things like tenufa, is ma'akev such pranos. So in Rashi over there quotes Yuma daf hayomer aleph that tenufa is not a mechaper, but anyone who treats tenufa like the shiyare mitzvah that it is, meaning someone treats tenufa like a second class mitzvah, just because it's not ma'akev, it's as if he didn't do the mitzvah mina mufchar. Says the Gemara over there, v'chein belulav, and by lulav we also have such a concept of shiyare mitzvah, because by lulav there's just like there's tenufa by the parts of the karban. We hear the mushal is less muvan than the nimshal. So too there's waving of the dalad minim. Right? We would often say it the other way. Just like we know we wave the dalad minim, so too there's waving of parts of a karban. But when our starting point is yuma, we say it that way. That just like there's waving of the parts of a karban, there's waving of dalad minim. Molochu mevi malu morid. We wave the dalad minim in the different directions. So Rav Achbar Yaakov over there says that hadin gira bene desitna, that when he would wave the lulav, he would say this is like an arrow in the eyes of the satan. Why is it an arrow in the eyes of the satan? That now he's not going to be able to pull us away from mitzvahs. Look, we're even makbid about the shiare mitzvah, about the little details of the mitzvah. So in the Hagos, the Rash Toibish in the back of the Gemara over there, of Zilberstein quotes that why does it Dafka point out the mitzvah of Nanuim as something that's a gira beina desitna, something that really gets the satan more so than any other mitzvahs? Because he says neka li yetzer hara ladiach adam mitzvah kala. The yetzer hara should have an easy time getting us to avoid a mitzvah kala more than a mitzvah chamura. The yetzer hara is going to try to stop us from mitzvah chamura. We'll have some strength to fight that. We'll say no, this is important. I'm not going to listen to the yetzer hara. But a mitzvah kala, you know, dashbakevav, a person is not going to be so careful about such a mitzvah. So if the yetzer hara doesn't even have the ability to stop us from a mitzvah kala, so we've taken away all of his weapons. We've taken away anything that the yetzer hara has against us. So the shiurei mitzvah were matzliach to get a greater schar than the mitzvah itself, in a certain sense, because it demonstrates just how successful we are against the yetzer hara. So how does that affect the shaila about how much you spend on it? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky told Rav Zilberstein that min adin you don't have to spend a great deal of money on shiurei mitzvah, but it depends how valuable it is to you. You have to figure out how much it means to you to do the details of the mitzvah. I guess he tried to emphasize, look how valuable the shiurei mitzvah could be. That certainly there's no iser in spending up until the chomesh nechasav. May not be a chiyuv. There may not be any chiyuv in terms of spending money. But a person should value these things because shiurei mitzvah are so critical. So that's tenufa, the waving of the lulav. Those are the two things that the Gemara specifically identifies as shiurei mitzvah. Weiter in our Gemara. So the third nafkamina, again, in this machlokas, whether everything that it says by the miluim is ma'akev, or no, only those elements of avoda that are ma'akev ledoros were ma'akev by the miluim. So the third nafkamina is, Rav Papa Amar, Prishas Shiva Ikubinayhu, was the separation for 7 days in advance. Is that Ma'akev the Miluim? Was that Ma'akev the Miluim? So the Manya Makolakas ben Ma'akev ben Ma'akva. If you say everything it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev the Miluim, well, it says Prishas Shiva by the Miluim. So Prishas Shiva should be Ma'akev. But the Manya Madavashena Ma'akev the Doros, Sena Ma'akev ben Lo Ma'akva. But if you can say something that's not Ma'akev the Doros, was not Ma'akev by the Miluim, well, we know Prishas Shiva, separating the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippurim for 7 days, is not ma'akev the avoda. You're supposed to do it. We have to do it. But if we don't do it, the Kohen Gadol is still allowed to do the avoda, so then it shouldn't be ma'akev by the miluim either. So says Gemara, like it always does, l'doros minelon de la ma'akva. How do you know that Prisha Shiva is not ma'akev l'doros? So mitakatani maskinin v'lo katani mafrishin. This we had already. From the fact that when it talks about getting a backup Kohen Gadol ready, it does not say mafrishin. mention a backup Kohen Gadol. It says maskinin, simply that we designate somebody. It does not say that we separate him from his house. So if the backup Kohen Gadol is going to be roy to do the avoda, and we're not mafresh him 7 days in advance, obviously the hafrasha is not ma'akev. Otherwise, we would have to be mafresh him 7 days in advance. So that's how we know that that it's not ma'akev l'doros. So mele, the opinion that holds anything that's not ma'akev l'doros is not ma'akev. Is not ma'akev by the miluim, so the preacher Shiva would not be ma'akev by the miluim either. Now, according to Tosos, remember we saw Tosos in yesterday's daf that anything, the whole limud from the miluim, Tosos suggested is only an asmachta bialma, that the whole thing is not really a drasha. Very difficult shita to understand, as we pointed out yesterday, because the Gemara spends dapim, you know, figuring out how the technicalities of that drasha. So it doesn't sound like an asmachta, but Tosos understands that the whole limud from miluim is only an asmachta. So how could we say that that's going to be enough gemina then? That if the whole limud the whole idea that Prishas Shiva of the Kohen Gadol is derived from the miluim is only an asmachta, but it's not really derived from the miluim. So how can we say that this is going to be enough gemina in this machlokas that the whole din of Prisha of Yom Kippurim is not minat Torah at all? So not only is Prisha the Doros not ma'akev. Prisha L'doros doesn't exist. It's all an asmachta. There is no din d'oraisa of Prisha L'doros. It's all din d'rabanan. It's all amayla b'alma. It's all the chumra mid'rabanan. So this whole conversation, the Gemara, doesn't make sense according to the Shita of Tosfos. That's how the Netziv points out. The Netziv raises this question on the Shita of Tosfos. So the Netziv suggests that according to Rav Papa, the reason that things that are not makiv l'doros are also not makiv the miluim is not that it's not a sibas hadavar. Is it whenever you have a relationship between two things, you always have to ask: is this a simen or is it a siba? Meaning, is it a nice way to remember what is ma'akev the miluim? If you know all the halachos l'doros, how are we supposed to know what the halachos were by the miluim? It was a one-time event in history. So if you know what the halachos are l'doros in our generation, so it's a simen. It's a good way to remember what the halachos were by the miluim. But the halachos actually have nothing to do with each other. Or do you assume no that when we say kol ma'akev l'doros ma'akev by miluim, it means that the halachos l'doros is what makes it ma'akev by the miluim? That what makes it such an important avoda that it was even going to be ma'akev the miluim is if it was an important enough avoda that it's going to be ma'akev l'doros, that it's an actual sibas hadavar. So says the Netzivim, Rami Sada, maybe it's only a simon, maybe the idea that kol ma'akev l'doros ma'akev the miluim is just an easy way to remember. It's an easy way to remember what's ma'akev by the miluim, things that are ma'akev l'doros. So even those things that are only ma'akev l'doros midrabanan, even if it's not even a dindar raisa. Yeah, but whatever the chacham were misakin is ma'akev l'doros, that's what was ma'akev by the miluim. It's just a simon, it's just an easy way to remember. Then it could work. It's quite a chiddush to say that it's not a siba. It sounds like it's a siba throughout the whole sugya. But anyway, that's the chiddush in the siv. Fourth nafkamina, Ravina Amar, nafkamina number four. Riboy Shiva Mashiach Shiva Ikabinayu. Nafkamina between these two opinions is whether you need a Riboy Begadim for all 7 days, whether that's Ma'akev, the wearing all the extra Big Day Kuna, the Big Day Kuna Gedola, and whether there needed to be Mashiach for all 7 days of the Miluim. So the Ma'an Yamar Kolokos Ben Ma'akev Behen Ma'akva. If you say Kolokos Ben Ma'akva Behen, well, it says these dinim of Riboy Shiva and Mashiach Shiva by the Miluim, so then it should be Ma'akev. But the Ma'an Yamar Davashay Ma'akev Doros Ein Ma'akev Ben, Loma. But if you can say something that's not ma'akev l'doros is not ma'akev by the miluim either, so then the Mashiach Shiva and the Riboy Shiva is also not going to be ma'akev. So l'doros minelan de lo ma'akva. How do we know that these halachos are not ma'akev l'doros? D'tanya, we have a brisa. V'chiper akoyin asher yimashachu so v'asher yimaleis yedol l'chehen tachas aviv. What's the pasuk teaching me over here? If it's to tell me that the avodah has to be done by a kohen gadol, well, the whole parsha by Yom Kippurim it says Aaron. It keeps on referring to Aaron. So obviously, v'zos yav Aaron, v'nasan Aaron, v'hikrav Aaron, uva Aaron. It always says Aaron, Aaron, Aaron. So we know it has to be the kohen gadol. So what does it have to tell me? What's it adding when it says v'chiper kohen asher yimashachas of asher mieladis as yedol lechayin tachas aviv? What's the chiddush in that pasuk? So l'fish and emar, since it says shivas yam yil b'shem hakohen tachtav mi banav. So I would only know that a Kohen Gadol who had the experience of 7 days of Riboy Begadim, and who had the experience of Mashiach for 7 days, can do the Avodah. Nisraba Shiva v'nimshach yom echad. What if he had Riboy Begadim for 7 days, but he only had Mashiach HaShemen for 1 day? Or Nisraba yom echad v'nimshach Shiva. He had Mashiach for 7 days, but only had Riboy Begadim for 1 day. Minayin. How do I know that he too can be a Kohen Gadol who does the Avoda, that it's not going to be Ma'akev, that Mashiach Shiva is not Ma'akev, and neither is Riboy Shiva? That's what the pasuk is teaching us. That Hashem Mashach Oso, Hashem Aleis Yado, Mikol Makom, under any circumstances, whether it's for 7 days or not. So says the Gemara, okay, Ashkhan Riboy Shiva L'Chadchila, at least we see over here that there is a din of Riboy Begadim for 7 days L'Chadchila. Mashiach Shiva L'Chadchila Minalan. Where do we even find that there's ever a din of 7 days of Mashiach? That there's even a din L'Chadchila of 7 days of Mashiach. Where does it say that in the pasuk? The pasuk says Shivas Yamim Yil B'Shem HaKoyin Tachtam Imbanav. So that's Levisha. That's pasuk. And it says Beferish Shivas Yamim. It never says 7 days by Mashiach. It says Asher Yimashach Oso, but doesn't say 7 days. Where do we even learn that there's a din lechadchila of 7 days of Mashiach? So Yibay Seimam Midi Yisrach Kralamuta, either from the fact that I need a miyut in the pasuk to tell me that 7 days is not Ma'akev, so that's obviously telling me that 7 days is a din lechadchila. Yibay Seimam Dharma Kra, Uvigde HaKodesh Shel Aaron Yu Levanav Achrav Lemashcha Behem Ulemali Bames Yadam. That the fact that the Torah relates in the pasuk that talks about the Begadim, the Riboy Begadim, also mentions Mashiach, so we see that there is some link, there is some connection between Riboy Begadim and Mashiach. What is that link? What is that connection? Iskash Mashiach le Riboy. We compare, we link Mashiach to Riboy in the following way. Ma Riboy Shiva, af Mashiach Shiva. Just like Riboy Begadim lechadchila has to be for 7 days, because that's a beferish pasuk that it's got to be for 7 days. So too, Mashiach also, even though it doesn't say it explicitly in the pasuk, has to be for 7 days. But either way, the reason we got into this discussion was because the fourth nafka mina in the machlokas, what is ma'akiv in the miluim, what's not ma'akiv in the miluim, is whether Riboy Shiva and Mashiach Shiva are ma'akiv in the miluim. So the Gemara just got into a side discussion, how do we know that these things are not ma'akiv l'doros? And once we're discussing how we know they're not ma'akiv l'doros, we discuss how do we know that they're even required l'doros, that even l'chadchila they're required l'doros. So the Vishas Begadim is beferish in the pasuk that it's required the Doros, and Mashiach we learn out from this Hekish that we compare Mashiach to Levisha. Period. That's the end of the four nafkaminas in this machlokas. Now we're going to go back and revisit one of the opinions in this machlokas. My time at the Mandiyar Makalakas ben Ma'akev. What's the reason? Where do you see a drasha anywhere in the Torah that anything it says by the Milulim is Ma'akev? So it sounds like a strange question. If you're not that familiar with the way Kachim works, it would seem like a strange question. That how do I know it's Ma'akev? When the Torah tells me I got to do something that's Ma'akev. The Torah tells me I have to take, I have to take an esrog, so if I don't take it, I don't get the mitzvah. Obviously, it's ma'akev. What does it mean? Of course it's ma'akev. But there is a rule throughout all of Kachim that by Kachim, the rule is that if the Torah only tells me something once, then it's not ma'akev. You need shana lav hakasav la'akev. Dafka in the world of Kachim, you need the Torah to tell it to me twice in order for it to be ma'akev. Everything else is only assumed to be a din l'chadchila, but it's not ma'akev b'diavet. Great, so now everything it says to do by the miluim sounds like it's only a din l'chadchila. What would lead us to believe that everything it says by the miluim is in fact ma'akev? Where's the shana alav akasav la'akev by the miluim? So says Maram Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna Amarkra va'asisa la'arun ulvanav. One extra word. Kacha. The word kacha tells me that it's ma'akev. That extra word tells me that all of these things are ma'akev. Kacha ikuvahu. Kacha is an ikuv. So says Maratenach, kol milsa dechsiv v'hayin yana. Great. As long as you can find, there are two parshios of miluim. There's the parsha of the tzivoy of the miluim and the parsha of the actual doing of the miluim. The word kacha only says by the parsha of tzava'a of the miluim. In parshas tetzaveh, it's where we're commanded to do the miluim. The actual doing of the miluim is in parshas tzav. It's not in parshas tetzaveh. So the word kacha only appears by some of the elements of the miluim that are mentioned in parshas tetzaveh. Milsa delok siva bayin yana minalan. But what about the other elements of the milum that are only mentioned in Parshas Tzav? How do I know that those are ma'akev? It doesn't say kacha over there, so how am I going to know that those things are ma'akev? So says there are a couple of possibilities. Amar of the three possibilities. Amar of Nachum Yitzchak Yalef Pesach Pesach. One possibility is that we link the two parshios because in Parshas Tzav it says El Pesach Ol Moed. There's an extra phrase El Pesach Ol Moed, and in Parshas Tzav also it has such a phrase El Skaled Hil El Pesach Ol Moed. So we link up Pesach Pesach to tell us that whatever is true in Parshas Tzav is also true in Parshas Tzav. So if everything in Parshas Tzav is ma'akev, so to everything in Parshas Tzav is ma'akev. Second possibility, Masharshi Amar Ushmartim Es Mashmeres Hashem Ikuva, that in the Parsha of the Asiyah, in Parshas Tzav itself, there is another pasuk to tell me that the items mentioned in that Parsha Makiv. It's not from a link to Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav says Kacha. Parshas Tzav, there's another pasuk. Pasuk says Ushmartim Es Mashmeres Hashem, and that pasuk teaches me that it's Ma'akev. That's the Shana Lavakas of La'akev by those elements of the Miluim that it says in Parshas Tzav. We don't need a Gzeresh Shava. It has its own pasuk. And third possibility, Rav Ashi Amar Kichein Tzuvesi Ikuva, that by the Parsha of the Asiyah also it says Kichein Tzuvesi. So once it says Kichein Tzuvesi, we learn that that's Ma'akev. Again, not from linking Parshas Tzav to Parshas Tzav, but the Parshas Tzav has its own pasuk to tell me that it's Ma'akev, Kichein Tzuvesi. Again, it's the same pasuk, Kichein Tzuvesi and Ushmartim Es Mashmeres Hashem. Pesach Ol Moed, Teishu Yom V'Layla, Shivis Yom Ushmartim Es Mashmeres Hashem, V'lo Samusu, Kichein Tzuvesi. In fact, all three are from the same pasuk. Pesach Ol Moed, which we thought to link to Parshas Tzav, Ushmartim Es Mashmeres Hashem, and Kichein Tzuvesi are all in the same pasuk in Parakhas of Sefer Vayikra, pasuk Lamanhei. So that's it's all from the same pasuk. But those are three possibilities of how we know that everything by the Miluim is going to be Ma'akev, not only those things that it says in Parshas Tzav, but even those elements that are highlighted in Parshas Tzav. Good. Once we mention this phrase, Kichein Tzuvesi, the Gemara brings up that there are three places where this phrase is used by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it seems a little bit odd that Moshe Rabbeinu would ever have to say such a phrase, Kichein Tzuvesi. Do this because so God commanded me to tell you to do. Obviously, because God commanded to tell you to do, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make anything up on his own. So these psukim that we're about to quote were said about the Karbonos of the Miluim on the Yom HaShmini, that on that day they had to bring in addition to the Karbonos of Aaron that were not eaten, and the Egel and the Keves the Keves of the Tzibor that were brought as a Karbon Ola, and a Shor and Ayil for Karbon Shlam, and Mincha B'lul B'Shem, and a series of Lachatas. So they would bring in addition to that another two goats for Karbon Chatos, because it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they brought a Seir for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and the Seir Chatos of Nachshon of the Karbon of Nachshon ben Aminadav. So after Nadav and Avihu died, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron about eating all the Karbanos. So by the Mincha, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron about the Karbon Mincha, Kechuas HaMincha Noseres Mishe Hashem V'achlua Matzos Eitzel Mizbeach V'chulei Kichein Tzuvesi. He uses the phrase Kichein Tzuvesi by the eating of the Karbon Mincha. By the tited matzos, tited as non-chametz. By the achilus basra achatos, Moshe Rabbeinu says that also, achol tochlos b'kodesh kasher tzivesi, like I've been commanded. And by the achilus hashlamim, again Moshe says, you should eat the chaz v'shok of the karban shlamim v'makom kadosh. He says, v'yilechol v'necha itcha l'chak olam kasher tziva Hashem. So it's these three psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu has to use these words, Kichein Tzuvesi, Kasher Tziva Hashem, that the Gemara is bothered by. So Tana Rabban, we have a braisa. Kichein Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzivesi, Kasher Tziva Hashem. The pasuk by the Karban Mincha, the pasuk by the Karban Chatas, the pasuk by the Chaz V'Shok, that Moshe Rabbeinu has to keep on saying, like I was commanded. So what's it teaching us? Kichein Tzuvesi, Baninus Yachluha. Kichein Tzuvesi is telling us that even though normally an Onin is not allowed to eat a Karban, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Aaron, you break the rules. Even though you're an Onin, Nadav and Avihu just died, and normally you wouldn't wouldn't need a carbon, you eat this ba'aninus anyway. You eat the carbon mincha ba'aninus anyway. Kasher tzuvesi v'shas maisa amr lehem. When Moshe Rabbeinu found that they burned the Sira Chatas, which is the Sira Shal Rosh Chodesh, so he said, what are you doing? There was no psul, you shouldn't have burnt it. The halacha is you're supposed to have eaten it. That I was told by Hashem that you're supposed to eat it. So that's b'shas maisa amr lehem. When he saw that they had done otherwise, that they didn't eat it, he said, that was a mistake. You're really supposed to eat it. And kasher tziva Hashem, v'lomei ani omer. Kasher tziva Hashem is Moshe Rabbeinu saying that I'm not making any of this up on my own, that this is all directly commanded from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're supposed to eat the chaz v'shok as well. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, period. So that's the three instructions of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, it happens to be on one of them, Rashi points out, the Gemara tells us elsewhere that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake, that he said it's like Hashem Ziv Hashem, like Hashem commanded me, but it actually was not like Hashem commanded him. He had actually made a mistake. If you look in Rashi, Dibur Maskel Kashar Tziva Hashem V'lo Me'elai Ani Omer Hayusomchen Al Pi Adibur V'achlo So Oninin V'lo Tasu Kashar Asisam B'chates U'Moshe Ta B'davar. Moshe made a mistake about this. Shelo Nemer Lo Elo B'mincho B'chaz V'shok V'sir Shemini V'sir Nachshon Shoyu Katshe Shah. Moshe Rabbeinu was only told that they were supposed to eat it as Oninim about those other Karbanos. Aval Sir Rosh Chodesh Shu Katshe Doros Lo Hutar Lo Onin. But the Sir of Rosh Chodesh, that they were really not allowed to eat. That was not something that they were permitted to eat. So that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually mistaken about, and he later admitted to his mistake. Says Gemara further now, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, Michnasayim ein ksuvin beparsha. It doesn't say anything by the Levishas Begadim or by the Parsha the Miluim, where it tells us how to do the Miluim in Parsha Tzava, or the actual report of the Miluim being done in Parsha Tzav. It never says anything about the Michnasayim of the Kohen. So Kshuomer v'ze hadavar asher tasolam l'kadosh som l'chahein. When we have the extra vav in the pasuk v'ze hadavar, so lahavi amichnasayim v'as. That teaches us that the Mechnasayim and the Sirus Eifa were also done by the Miluim. So Bishlam Mechnasayim Ksivi Binyan de Begadim, El Sirus Eifa Minalan. Wait a second. Vizeh Adavar, how is the Vav Marba anything? Because it links to the previous Psukim. The previous Psukim were about the Mechnasayim. The previous Psukim were not about the Sirus Eifa. So where do you see that the Sirus Eifa was done? So Asya Zezeh, Mi Vizeh Karban Aron Banav, Asher Yukrivi Lashem, Sirus Eifa. So that's Xer Shava Zezeh, that it says Vizeh Adavar over here, so it's not the Vav that teaches Asirus Eifa, it's the Zeh that teaches Asirus Eifa, because the pasuk about Asirus Eifa also uses the word Zeh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishim Menichai, Minayin Sha'af Mikra Parsha Ma'akev. How do I know that even reading the actual Parsha of the Miluim was also Ma'akev as part of the Miluim? Tamlom Rabbi Yom Moshe Leida, Zeh Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem Afilu Dibur Ma'akev. So we see that Zeh Hadavar, the word Davar, teaches us that even words alone are Ma'akev the entire Miluim. Period. Last discussion of the daf, Ketzad Hilbishan. How did Moshe Rabbeinu dress Aaron and his sons in the Big Day Kuna? So Ketzad Hilbishan, Maida Havahava. What kind of question? Moshe Rabbeinu figured it out. He was smart enough to figure it out. Well, what do we need to know? How it was? I'm sure he got it right. Ela Ketzad Malbishan Las Lavo. No, what we're asking is, how is the Halbasha going to work Las Lavo? Not how did it happen. So the Ramban writes, because in Tchias HaMesim, we're going to have to be Mekadesh Aaron Ubanov again, because their Meshicha wears off when they die. So b'tchias ha'mesim, they become like new people, so they're going to need a new Mashicha. So that's what the Gemara is asking. How are we going to be malbush them las lavo in the chinuch, with the chinuch of the Kohanim? They're going to need a new chinuch. And he proves this because every time we're mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, there's a new din of miluim, that we have a whole shavis yimei miluim. So of course you're going to have to be malbush Aaron Ubanov again. This is the Ramban we mentioned earlier in today's daf. This is in Shorash Gimel Osches. The Ramban writes, interestingly, the Avnei Nezer writes in a tshuva in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Gimel, the Avnei Nezer writes that Lasa Lavo, the whole purpose of the Avoda is going to be different than the Avoda has been previously. The Avnei Nezer writes that previously the Avoda was always for Shleimus HaAdam. It was for a person to achieve Shleimus. Lasa Lavo, we will already be at Shleimus. So the Avoda must have some other function. So if there's some other function of the Avoda, some other purpose of the Avoda, that's why you need a new Mashicha. Not because you're a new person. The Mashicha that whatever Kohanim are going to have Tchias HaMesim had originally was a Mashicha for Avoda that's Mashlim them. But they still need a Mashicha for Avoda avoda that's gonna have some other higher purpose to it. That's gonna be the avoda of lasa lavo. But anyway, that's the question of the Gemara. Ketzam malbishan lasa lavo. So lasa lavo nami luchshiav aron avoda Moshe imahem. Lasa lavo, the same way Moshe Rabbeinu paskin the halacha once, Mistam will figure out how to paskin it again. Lasa lavo, he'll be here to paskin. What do we need to worry about this? Ela ketzam malbishan the mizbar kray. Now what we're really asking is, we just want to be able to learn the psukim. The psukim tell us about Moshe dressing up Aaron Ubanov. What happened? How do I touch up the psukim? So it's not a shayla alacha lemaisa. It's a shayla in learning. It's not a shayla alacha lemaisa. So pligibab b'nei Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yochanan. So that's the machlokes between the b'nei Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Chanom or Aaron v'achkach banov. One says that first Moshe dressed Aaron and then his children. V'chanom or Aaron Ubanov v'asachas. The other says that he did it all at the same time, which the Gemara will have to explain what that means. We'll explain a little later on, because it's impossible to dress five people all mamish simultaneously. So when it comes to the robe and the mitznefes, the hat of the Kohen, so everyone agrees that first Aaron, then his children. Because it always says Aaron first. The whole machlokus is about the avnet, the belt of the Kohen. The one that says that Aaron first and then his children put on the avnet is because the chsiv vayachar oso ba'avnet, v'adar chsiv vayachar osam avnet. First it says that he put the avnet on Aaron, then it says that he put it on them. The one that says that they put on the avnet at the same time, dechsiv v'chagarta osam. It sounds like all of them together. So basically it's a stirim psukim. One pasuk implies that it was first Aaron, then his sons. The other pasuk says that it was all of them together. So which one do we take literally? And each one is going to have to explain the other pasuk. So the one that says that it was all at the same time, what are you going to do with the psukim that implies zeachar zeh? The fact that the Torah talks about the avnet of Aaron separately from the avnet of his children teaches us that they had a different type of avnet, that only Aaron's avnet had klayim in it, had shatness in it, not his children's avnet. If you hold they were dressed separately, what do you do with the pasuk that puts them all together? That pasuk is just trying to teach us that they had the same avnet, that they all had shatness in it. So So it's telling me that it's Aaron, then his banav. So frankly, Gemara, like I said before, is it even possible to dress them all at the same time? No, not literally at the same time. It's just a question, did he fully dress Aaron and then fully dress banav? Or did he do the shirt and the hat of Aaron, the shirt and the hat of banav, and then go back and do the belt of Aaron and then banav? But for sure, Aaron always came first. Okay, we'll come back to that Gemara tomorrow.